This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we're going to bring you the last in our series about San Francisco's street musicians. Lance Gardner spent some time meeting many of the city's buskers, including a trumpeter named Ron. Here's his story in his own words.
I'm not supposed to play fast 10 because the cops might get upset, but I'll play a soft one, quick one. Any requests? Oh, yeah. I thought I was coming up to Sodom and Gomorrah when I moved up here, but I said, Lord, I'm going to go to San Francisco and play in the street for a while. Is that a good plan? I looked back down, there's a $5 building on the sidewalk. I thought, oh, it's really a beautiful city, and there's a lot of beautiful people here. I figured I'd come up here and play in the street for a while until I got hooked up to the music scene. The first night in that corner over there, I made $80 in 3 hours, and I decided I'm done with nightclubs. Probably averaging about 40 a night over the course of the year, every night, except Sundays. Try to take Sundays off, but sometimes I have to play just to make sure I have enough. I came out of a Billy Graham crusade probably 35 years ago. I hope that I'm doing the work of God through music. I'm trying to play to Him, keeping my mind focused on Jesus, knowing that He can hear me because He can. And it's my dream to learn to play trumpet well enough so that I'll earn the right to speak to people about Jesus, like people who would normally not want to listen to the gospel, but if I can play good enough, maybe I'll get 1 minute or 2 minutes to tell them something that might save their soul. I haven't learned yet. Yeah, I'm still learning. I mean, it's forever, but I started in grade school, so I've been playing for 50 years now. And this feel like I have a chance to figure it out. If I can keep plugging for another 20 years, I might, accomplish something, which I can't do from a stage. And people think Christians talking about hell, they're being judgmental, but it's warning them that the bridge is out. It's warning them what the Bible says their fate is if they don't receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, because He's our only hope. That's what the Bible says. Anyway, And I mean, if the Bible is the Word of God. And I believe it is.